things got interesting last week at the New Hartford Town Board meeting, and I was there in person. I've heard mentioned about these meetings, and I decided to get down there myself for once. I should be down there a lot more, so my fault for not being there before this. But it got a little heated, and joining us right now is the, I guess, well, it's Kathy Lawrence from New Hartford Concerned Citizens Group. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Mark?
Good. I'm hanging in there. It's a little rainy out. This weekend was a wash, but, you know, you can't, there's got to be days where you can stay home and do laundry, too.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, so that's what I did all weekend. And I laid on the couch. I haven't been up to par. I guess I'm just feeling run down lately. I don't know. I think it's the weather.
Yeah, it probably is. I think it's got a lot of people down.
So what happened at the town board meeting on Wednesday? It all started out when you read a letter to the board.
That's right.
Yeah, what was
I read a letter to the board because I wanted them to know how I felt about what they had done regarding my FOIL, a routine FOIL that I FOIL every year for the assessment data disk. And they denied it.
And under what grounds did they deny it?
They denied it saying that they had spoken to Robert Freeman, and he told them that they did not have to provide it to me because it's already on the town's website.
And a lot of people hear the name Robert Freeman when it comes to FOILs. Why don't you tell everybody who Robert Freeman and what
Robert
his
Freeman is the executive
are.
Director of the Committee on Open Government. And he's the source to go to if there's a question as to whether or not something can be obtained through the Freedom of Information Law. And when they told us that Robert Freeman said that they didn't have to give it to us, we, of course, have spoken to Robert Freeman many times ourselves, so we called Robert Freeman. And Robert Freeman categorically denied that he told them that. His take on the situation was, if we wanted
Lines.
It on a CD,
and NBC
we
is going
to
replace
CD,
Donald Trump on The Apprentice if he runs for president of the United States. NBC says that if Donald Trump decides to run for president, they will replace him on
Celebrity Apprentice.
That led to, and this
NBC
was all during
had
the program,
said that if Trump decides to run,
they will bring the show back.
But Mr. Tyszewski does raise a valid point where this public comment really is meant for town business.
You might be a redneck.
And he's saying that.
Imagine him sitting
this,
there in his nice
this didn't
suit.
Fall under that category.
Flannel. You agree
well,
with that?
This is town
You're
business.
Fired. You're fired. I don't like
you
that. You're fired.
That was somebody a request, and you use your town attorney to make it sound like your denial has merit, that is town business. And I think people that attend those meetings should be made aware of the fact that that was done. This was not just a routine FOIL. This is something that I FOIL actually twice a year. And the information on the town website is not what I'm able to see. I have a lot of computer experience. Mm-hmm. I'm able to look at things in that database that you won't see if you go to the town
right.
website.
And that's your back. Your background is in data and analysis, if you would,
mm-hmm.
like this?
Exactly.
So what did you find in that? Did you find any improprieties or...
There's a lot of errors in the database. I've been bringing them to the town board's attention for probably the last 5 to 6 years.
Such as a quick example, what you found?
One time I pointed out a person that was paying absolutely no taxes in the town of New Hartford because they had an exemption on their property that they shouldn't have had.
And why shouldn't have they had that exemption? And what was the
exemption? Because the exemption was for a silo that they didn't have on their property.
Okay. Right, so it's pretty clear. And
pretty clear that it was wrong. There have been other instances where, for instance, it was in the Observer Dispatch where there were people in the Willowvale Fire Department that were not paying fire tax. And a situation such as that, I mean, they're lost revenue if they're not corrected.
And how many FOILs do you think would you say you submit per year?
Well, actually, I thought you would ask that, so I went back to see how many have I done.
You're
so
pretty
far
prepared,
this year.
Kathy. I like it. Okay, so how many have you done this year alone?
I've done, let's see, 5 FOIL requests.
And what did they? Were they basic
one
requests?
One was for the state controller's audit.
Okay.
Which we got blamed for giving to the Observer Dispatch. before it was released, which is completely untrue. We were as surprised by, as anybody else that appeared in the Observer Dispatch, but we did get blamed for that. I routinely FOIL board minutes. I've been doing that since 2003 because I put them out there on the web in a searchable database.
Right, but I don't.
That's just a routine.
Why do you have to FOIL that? Shouldn't that?
Well, that's a good question. Under the Ralph Humphreys administration, I never had to FOIL them. My name was just tacked on to the end of the board.
Yeah.
And I just got them when the board got them. But then when Mr. Reed came on board, he decided he didn't want me to have anything. So my name was taken off of everything that it used to be on. Sometimes I do call and ask for the town board agenda if it's not out on the town's website.
Yeah.
I asked for the town audit, which apparently still is not done. And the assessment database.
Now, but do you see, I kind of see where the town's coming, where you submit all these FOILs and it gets backlogged and it costs, you know, money to do because it takes people to do them. But with the recent one, I'm reading an email that Ed, one of your co-founders over there, is asking for an apology relative to your outburst towards Ms. Lawrence. Additionally, as the town residents do not and will not tolerate any public official who misleads the public through a lie. Is it kind of jumping the gun saying that? Like, I don't, I personally.
Well, you had to pick up with Mr. Wider. Mr.
Yeah,
Wider
I personally
didn't do that because I asked him to.
I personally
so
don't
I'm
see.
I'm not going to answer. And,
okay, all right. Yeah, I just don't see what there was a need for an apology for. I mean,
no.
that was my first board meeting in town, New Hartford.
Right.
And I had board member Don Backman on the other day. And he said that's pretty much the norm for what happens in New Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think was he accurate when he was saying that? Is this what you guys do? I mean, on a regular basis.
You mean make a statement to the board?
Well, no, argue. I mean, because it got pretty.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that it's something we do on a regular basis. We're there taping every meeting.
Yeah, which is your right. Yeah,
I have never gotten up and read a statement, and that statement was read because I want them to know that that's just not going to be tolerated. Using the town attorney to deny something that should be given out, that's not acceptable.
We're speaking with Kathy Lawrence from the New Hartford Concerned Citizens Group, and it got pretty personal. It sounded like Mr. Tyczynski was pretty fed up with you guys. And that was just my first initial analysis for the whole, because I've never been to any other board meetings, but it seemed like you were an itch that couldn't be scratched.
Well, perhaps you should ask Mr. Tyczynski
if there might be
some other reason why he's upset with me.
And I have been in contact with Mr. Tyczynski. We've kind of played phone tag but a bit, but he will be on this week. He assured me that he will be on to kind of respond to everything. But so what is your group hoping to accomplish? Because you just haven't done this with the current administration. This has been kind of an ongoing thing for a number of years. What do you want to accomplish for the citizens of New Hartford?
Make information available. And in fact, I believe there is current legislation where much of this information will be available because it'll have to by law.
And where do you think the town government can improve upon?
I think just be more open. I mean, these are routines, requests that are being made that people have the right to the budget, the audit, board minutes. That's the people's right. The town's website is very much lacking. If the people can't get it on the town's website, then that's what we're there for.
And have you ever thought of running for office yourself?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. And that's probably why Mr. Tyczynski is a little bit temperamental with me right now.
So you think he feels threatened by you? Is that what you're saying?
Let's put it this way. I screened for the Republican Committee for the Tax Receiver's Office.
Okay. All right. And do you plan on running for that? Is that an elected position?
Elected position. No, I do not plan on running for it.
But you screened?
I did screen.
Just to screen? Just to say, hey, I think I'll screen. I'm not going to run, but I'll just screen?
Oh, no. I would have run if the Republican Committee had been behind me.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to wage my own campaign.
Yeah,
it's
I don't blame you.
It's very expensive.
I don't blame you for that. It does get costly.
Yes, it does.
All right. Yes. Well, Kathy, your website, for if anybody wants to check it out, is?
I have three websites. There's www.townofnewharford.com. There's www.nhconcernedcitizens.com. And there's New Hartford, New York online.blogspot.com.